the Fleischmann's Yeast Hour, presenting a variety entertainment directed by Rudy Valley.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Hi-ho, everybody. This is Rudy Valley and Company. I'm very proud of the company we've assembled for tonight's show. It comes closer, I think, to meeting our ideal requirements than any group we've brought together on this stage in recent months. For name value, news value, and performance value, we give you tonight
Mr. Cole Porter,
the man of the hour in the songwriting world, singing the song everyone is talking about, You're the Top, from Anything Goes, the biggest musical comedy hit of the year.
William F. Hart,
the well-beloved movie star of Another Day, emerges from retirement to be with us tonight.
Miss June Walker,
who will appear with Henry Fonda and Ralph Riggs in a current Broadway hit, The Farmer Takes a Wife, by Mark Connelly and Frank B. Elser.
Buck and Bubble,
leading Negro comedy team on the current vaudeville stage.
Miss Beatrice Lilly,
who always finds a hearty welcome here whenever she returns from London. To sum up then, Jimmy,
we have with us tonight Beatrice Lilly, Buck and Bubble, June Walker, Henry Fonda, and Ralph Riggs, William S. Hart, and Cole Porter.
In our search for a title song to be used in the picture Sweet Music, which I've just completed, we had two sets of writers, each write a different composition. We found ourselves unable to decide which we preferred. As a result, the scene was photographed using both songs, but the final cut of the picture will contain the one which seems to be the preference of our audience at the Hollywood Restaurant and those in our radio audiences who have already and who will express their choice. I wish you would write me which you prefer. Care of Warner Brothers, Hollywood, California. This is the first Sweet Music. A bit of simple philosophy as to the manner in which sweet music might bring together a pair of lovers who had quarreled and parted. We will play the second later in the program. Your decision will affect the final cut of the picture. Let the band play on, play until the dawn. Music is the language of romance. Look behind the scenes, think what music means. No one is unhappy while he's dancing. Sweet music makes the rainy day seem clear again. It brings you near again to me. Sweet music makes a bitter word grow sweet again. Two hearts can beat again in harmony. We've learned to sing a song in spring, and yet if I forget it by December, will you remember? Sweet music makes the same old story new again. I bring to you again my song. Two more or less sentimental gentlemen from Georgia by way of Harlem, Buck and Bubble. They were in the Follies a few seasons back. Recently, they've been headlining with their own review unit in New York movie palaces. Buck and Bubble.
Oh, hello, Bub.
Hello, Bubble.
Well, why are you so down on?
Well, you see, I tell you. You know, since this fella Max Baer become champion of the world, my gal's gone crazy about prize fighters.
Yeah?
Boy, she told me she was going to marry nothing but a champion fighter.
Oh, I see. You want to train to become a fighter, a champion.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, well, how'd you guess?
Because I'm going to manage you. I'll build you up as a fighter. I can see the whole picture. First, I'll have you fight some ham and eggers.
Yeah, right away I get scrambled. No, sir.
No, these fights are framed. We pay them to lay down. You lick them one after another. That gives you a reputation. Then you're ready for your big fight. How do you like that?
Well, now, so long as you're only talking about it, couldn't the fight be over already?
No, I see exactly what happens. You enter the arena. The crowd cheers. Then your opponent enters.
Yeah, but who am I fighting?
Who? Well, you're fighting Bear.
What?
I say you're fighting Bear.
Well, look here, can I even wear pants?
Boy, you don't understand. I mean, you're fighting Max Bear.
Max Bear? Oh, no, I ain't either, brother. Goodbye, I'm gone.
It's too late to back out now. The bell rings for the first round. 1, 2, 3, Bear comes running in the ring.
Yeah, 4, 5, 6, I goes running right out the ring.
No, you stand up to him, and Bear just misses you with a terrific left, and what do?
I grab myself a cake of Flash Mazeet.
No, you go dancing around the ring.
Uh-huh.
Now he hits you in the teeth.
Yeah, now my teeth dancing around the ring.
Now he hits you in the puss and knocks you into your own corner.
Now, wait a minute. Is this the prize fight, or is we playing puss in the corner?
Now you cover up. Uh-huh. Bear faints with his right. He faints with his left. He hits you flush on the jaw.
Yeah, then I faint.
No, you back away.
Uh-huh.
But are you downhearted?
I'll say I is.
No. You come back for more.
Come back for nothing. I'm satisfied with what I got. Say, Bub, tell me this. When did I hit him?
Right now. You lead with your face. You hit him right on the glove.
With my face?
Yeah.
Well, I bet that'll hurt him.
You did hurt him. Bear's mad. He's fighting mad. He advances towards you with a murderous look in his eyes. Well, and what do?
I'm going to start praying.
No. You buck up to him. You give him the old 1-2.
The 1-2?
Yeah.
What's that?
You hit him once. He hit you twice.
Uh-huh.
He hit you again.
Uh-huh.
You're down. You're up. You're down. You're up. You're down. You're up.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. Can I make up my mind?
You're down. You're up.
Look here. You cancel that last up, brother, because I stand down.
I can see you're getting up.
Well, you got terrible eyesight. I stand down.
Now you're up. You hurl yourself at him. He can't hurt us.
Can't hurt us? Now you done got into the ring, huh? Look here, let me tell the story of the fight. First I hit him. He's down. 1, 2, 3, 6.
That's enough. Well, now he hits you. You're down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now it's my turn again. I hit him.
You've had enough. Now he's up. He hits you. You're down.
Oh, no, he don't hit me.
Yes, he hits you.
No, he don't.
Either he hits you or I hit you.
You hit me.
Yes, I hit you.
Hey, how many guys am I fighting?
Just one.
Yeah.
Now the referee's counting. Mm-hmm. It's terrible. I can hardly bear it.
Boy, is you suffering.
Well, you're practically out.
Yeah, well, when will I be back?
But you're saved by the bell.
Uh-huh.
It's between rounds.
Uh-huh.
So I slapped you like this.
Out.
And like this.
Out.
And like this.
Yeah, wait a minute. What is you slapping me for?
To revive you.
Will you quit that reviving me before I pass out? Say, look here. Bub, tell me what happens in the second round.
Let's skip to the 15th round.
No, I don't want to skip. I want to know what's going to happen in the next round.
Well, if you just must know, Bear aims at you with the most terrific blow of the whole
fight. All right, we'll skip.
It's the 15th round now. You're covered with blood.
Uh-huh.
You've got two black eyes. Your jaw's broken and your nose is fractured.
Yeah, now what have I got?
You got a fractured nose, two black eyes, and your jaw's broken.
Well, I know what to do now.
What?
Now's the time for strategy.
Strategy?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, strategy?
Well, I grins at him to show he ain't hurting me.
No, you're battered and you're beaten, but you're going to show the stuff you're made of.
Yeah, well, what's he going to do, turn me in? Inside out?
Now the crowd is yelling, stop it.
Uh-huh.
And what do you say?
Now that's okay by me.
No, through bruised lips, your mama. Come on. I haven't even begun to fight yet.
Yeah, but what round is this?
The 15th.
Boy, this is a heck of a time to begin.
Now, Bears hit you so often, the crowd finds it monotonous.
The crowd finds it monotonous?
Yeah.
Well, let them get in the ring.
Bears so exhausted from hitting you, he can hardly stand.
Poor fella, he can hardly stand.
Look out, he's ready for the kill. What are you ready for?
The Undertaker.
I can't stand to see you take it anymore. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah, you're going to shut your eyes.
No, I'm going to throw in the towel.
Uh-huh.
The fight's awarded to Bear, but you've put up such a brave fight, you're going to get a reward.
Yeah, I'm going to get a reward?
Yeah.
Well, cut my hair. Yeah, I hope it's something nice.
I'll say it's something nice.
Yeah, well, what is it?
A return match with Bear. That's all that deserves at night. Back in that exactly where the fellas shoot back it. The women wicky wacky. You gotta wait out to entertain. I'm in a hurry and a hurricane. Back in that exactly where the fellas shoot back it. The women wicky wacky. Food to yama, get your mama, send your trouble in free. Some for gold, all in soda, earthquakes, men, 6, 10 centipedes. They hug you in the kitchen twice. Oh boy, it's worth the price. Come on, boss, play it, huh? Get out, son, get out.
popular composition typical of the writers in the place where they write their songs this week happens to be I've Got an Invitation to a Dance. I've got an invitation to a dance, but I don't think I'll go. I'd be sorry, I know. I'm afraid I might see the one who should be with me with somebody else. I've got an invitation to a dance. It's the town's big affair. All our friends will be there. They may talk when they see the one who should be with me with somebody else. I don't want to start a lot of gossip. Out of sight is out of mind. Maybe there is still a chance to make up. We may wake up and find we're leaving happiness behind. I've got an invitation to a dance. I could bring someone new, but what good would that do? It would hurt me to see the one who should be with me with somebody else.
Now, news and helpful information from Dr. R. E. Lee, Director of Fleischman Health Research. Dr. Lee.
Thank you, Mr. Wallington. A good complexion is not only a social asset, it's a business asset as well. For a clear skin means good health, pure blood, and a body that is free from poisons. Clinical tests on hundreds of patients show that eating the new XR yeast clears the complexion in an amazingly high percentage of cases, and in comparatively short time. These clinical results have been confirmed by thousands of people since this new yeast became available. Every day I receive letters from people who have quickly gotten rid of the ugly marks of poor health by eating Fleischmann's XR yeast. It is an entirely new strain of yeast, far stronger and much quicker acting. It normalizes your digestion and rids the body of wastes. Your blood becomes purer, and instead of carrying poisons that irritate the skin, it brings pure nourishment that helps your skin make and keep itself well. To get the quick benefits that Fleischmann's XR yeast can give you, you should eat it regularly, 3 cakes a day. You should soon not only have a clearer skin, but also feel a great deal better. Thank you.
Little Shirley Temple, whose charm and innocence have completely captivated the entire world. She is appearing in a Fox picture called Bright Eyes, and of course, there is a spot for a musical composition which the publishers believe will prove very popular. The Stewart sisters bring it to you lyrically. The title, On the Good Ship, Lollipop.
My drum and train. I want to make some noise with real live aeroplanes. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew? On a good ship, lollipop is sweet. Trip to a candy shop where the bonbons play. On the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere. Crack a jack band, fill the air, and there you are. Happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do a tootsie roll with a big fat devil's bouquet. If you eat too much, ooh, you'll awake with an awful tummy ache. On the good ship, lollipop, it's a night trip into bed you hop with this command. All aboard for Candyland.
Presenting Miss June Walker in a scene from The Farmer Takes a Wife, Broadway's hit play by Frank B. Elser and Mark Connolly. Based on Rome Hall, a novel by Walter D. Edmonds. The cast, June Walker as Molly, Henry Fonda as Dan, Ralph Riggs as Sam Weaver. Scene, the banks of the Erie Canal near Utica, at dawn on a foggy morning in May 1853.
The Farmer Takes a Wife is the charmingly naive love story of Dan Harrell, a farm boy, and Molly Larkins, a pretty young cook on an Erie canal boat, or canal boat as canallers called them along the big ditch in the 50s. Dan takes work, temporarily, on Sam Weaver's boat, the Saucy Sal. In Rome, New York, he meets Molly Larkins, cook for Jotham Floor, the canal's best drinker and fighter. Dan thinks canaling can't compare with farming. Molly thinks life on the canal is the life for her. They quarrel, but they come to like each other very much before his boat leaves for Albany and her boat shoves off to Buffalo. As our curtain rises on a fog-clouded canal landing, they meet again.
Hello, Miss Larkin. When did you get in?
Last night. Them your horses there?
Yes, ma'am. That is Sam Weaver.
You good with horses?
Yes, ma'am. Mostly, though, I admire cows. Say, where is everybody?
In town, I guess, to see who won the lottery.
What lottery?
The Ohio drawing. It was supposed to be Monday. They ought to get the winner numbers by now.
I heard it mentioned.
The man selling for the Ohio lottery was in Rome that day I met you. But you wouldn't buy a ticket anyway, would you?
I wouldn't be prone to, would you?
No. My boater did. He bought six.
Well, I wish him luck. Say, do you like cooking for him?
Well, yes and no. I hear you ain't got a cook yet.
No, ma'am. Mr. Weaver wants to get back the same woman he had. We've been taking turns.
Can you cook?
I've been frying a lot of steak.
Would you like me to fix up some breakfast for you?
No, I ate about an hour ago.
What'd you have?
Steak. Do you think Mr. Weaver will get away early?
Why? Is it so important?
I got a letter from Mr. Butterfield in Port Byron the other day. It's about farming. He said I could see him in Utica today at 9 o'clock.
You still got your plans, huh? Still going to buy that there farm?
Yes, ma'am.
I couldn't stand the farm. I got to be on the move.
Wouldn't you like to have land all your own?
The canal's all our own.
You ain't got a deed.
My part's mine. I'd like to see anybody try to take it.
I don't know. Some say the canal's done. Anyways, it ain't the whole of life.
Ain't it? Well, to me, it is the whole of life. I love it. Things happen on the canal. There's boats coming and there's boats going, passing you all the while. All day long you hear their horns blowing, and like as not, there's a fight at every lock. There's all kinds of people and they're going all the time. Naturally, you wouldn't like it, though, if you took such a frenzy for a farm.
Well, I don't know. The canal just don't seem stable. I like the people on it. Of course, it's nice now with spring coming on. These last 3 days have been fine for planting.
Oh, it was pretty yesterday morning coming down to Oneida. I sat out there on that chair in the sun and watched the birds coming north. Do you like flowers?
Yes, ma'am.
There certainly is a mess of violets and pettycutters this side of Rome. I had the urge to get off and get some.
You ought to pick some of them elderberry blossoms and make some wine.
I never made any wine. Boaters don't like anything so weak as that. That is, real boaters. Mr. Weaver used to drink wine for his stomach, but he gave it up. Said it only aggravated him.
He can certainly drink hard liquor.
He can drink more than any two men on the canal, except one. You never met my boater.
No, ma'am.
He can drink more than any two men on the canal, plus Sam Weaver. Old Mr. Purcell, the bartender, just told me he busted all records last night. Guess I better go and call him for breakfast now.
Maybe he won't want any.
You don't know him. He's a real canaller. Jeepers, I can't understand a big, strong feller like you hankering for a farm. Well, I'll be going in and get breakfast.
Hi, Dan. Dan Harrell.
Hello, Mr. Weaver. Did you hear the news? I just won third prize in the Ohio lottery. $5,000.
Jeepers.
Yep, there it is. Ticket D2008. They just put up the official numbers in town. They're going to pay it off in Buffalo. I'm going there to get it Tuesday.
$5,000?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Sam Weaver.
Molly, what's the matter?
It's that there claw. I've stood just about enough of him. He's going to give me no lacing, and I ain't wiping no egg off his face.
What's the egg doing now?
I put it there. Said he wanted to sleep and didn't want no breakfast, and I said, all right, go sleep. He said he wasn't taking no orders from me, and he was going to give me a good lacing. What a dang fool I was to be proud he could drink so much. I ought to have thrown the whole dozen eggs at him.
Say, you're mad, ain't you?
Begod, I'm getting to be.
If I was you, I'd up and leave him.
That's just what I'm going to do. I've never been ashamed of myself, and I ain't never going to be ashamed of nobody I work for.
Why don't you sign up with us, Molly? You know we'd like to have you.
Well, you said that too, Mr. Harrow, but Mr. Weaver, you don't eat very much, and you know I love to cook.
Well, this here young man ain't sick. He'll appreciate what you do.
Yes, ma'am.
But you're going on a farm, ain't you?
Well, that's been my resolve.
Will the cooking be good there?
Likely not.
Do you like chicken pie?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
They tell me I make them pretty good. Mornings like this, do you like griddle cakes?
Yes, ma'am, I like them fine.
Why don't you stay with Mr. Weaver a little longer?
Well, that ain't the point. I wouldn't like nothing better than to have some of your cooking. And I might learn you how to make elderberry wine. But I'd never get anywhere on the canal. And I know a lot about a farm.
By grab, I clean forgot to tell you.
What?
I won $5,000 in the Ohio drawing.
You did?
Yes, he did. I know just what I'm going to do.
What?
Take this here money and order me a 96-foot boat. I'll visit my married cousin in Durhamsville and watch it get built. 150 tons. He'll be the finest vessel on the Grand Canal.
Sam, what about our cargo here?
Oh, one of her owners will keep her working without me.
Who'd you sell her to?
I ain't sold her. I own half of her, Dan, and you own the other half.
What?
I bought this ticket the day I hired you. I had a feeling you was good luck for me. You're our captain beginning today. From now on, we divide what she makes. Even Steven.
Scotland, that's a fine present, Mr. Weaver.
Maybe it'll encourage you to stay on the canal, son.
Think of that. 23 years old and you're half owner of a boat.
Gosh, I don't say it ain't handsome.
Well, think it over, Dan. She's still a good vessel and we can make money with her. At the end of the year, if you still want a farm, you can go buy yourself one then.
I could do that. Don't think I ain't grateful, Mr. Weaver.
It's all right, son. Well, what do you say?
I'll know in just a minute if you'll excuse me. Miss Larkin?
Yes?
Can I talk to you a minute, please?
All right.
Well, this won't take long. Come on over here. You heard what Mr. Weaver just said. He's given me a half interest in the boat.
Ain't that wonderful?
Yes, ma'am. Are you quitting Clore?
Yes.
Well, then, will you marry me?
What?
It's about getting married.
Yes, I know it is. You like me, don't you?
Yes, ma'am, I've got to say I do.
I like you the first time I seen you.
Well, that's how I feel. What do you think about it?
I don't know. You're going to stay on the canal a while now, ain't you?
Yes, ma'am, a while anyway.
Well, I'll come and cook for you.
All right. You don't want to get married now?
Not yet, Dan. We don't know.
All right. It ain't part of my plan to make you unhappy.
Well, I'm ready to go. My bag's all packed.
Was that all you're taking?
And this rocking chair, it belongs to me. I had it on my pa's boat.
I'll set it back here on our boat.
Wait, Dan. Put it on the bow end, Dan.
Why?
I want to keep my eyes open for elderberry blossoms.
I wish that we might give you our phonograph laughing version of this old favorite. The laughing version, however, is purely accidental and not likely to happen again. Therefore, we give you a very straight version of that old campus favorite, There's a Tavern in the Town, or as it is now called, The Drunkard Song. There is a tavern in the town,
in the town.
And there my true love sits him down,
sits him down,
down, and drinks his wine as merry as can be, and never, never thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. He left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
Each Friday night they used to spark.
Used to spark.
And now my love, who once was true to me, take that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. And now I see him nevermore.
Nevermore.
He never knocks upon my door.
On my door.
Oh, with me, he penned a little note. I'll read to you the words he wrote. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep.
Wide and deep.
Put tombstones at my head and feet.
And feet.
And on the stone, just carve a turtle dove to signify I died for love. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let parting grieve thee. All the time has come for you and I to say goodbye. Adieu, adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
WEAF, New York. This is the Fleischmann Geist Hour, broadcast from the Variety Theater in Radio City under the direction of Rudy Valley. Rudy presents Buck and Bubbles, June Walker, Henry Fonda, and Ralph Riggs, William S. Hart, Beatrice Lilly, and Cole Porter.
From 50 million Frenchmen to the gay divorcee, the words, music, and lyrics by Cole Porter have appeared on many a theater program and many a hit song. His original melodies and his literate rhymes have, year after year, kept him close to the top position among popular composers. Right now, he's at the top. The reason? His sensationally brilliant score for Anything Goes, the show that has taken this show-crowded town by storm and placed Cole Porter squarely in the Broadway spotlight. He's here tonight in person to sing for us one song from the show, a number that perhaps represents his finest work to date, Mr. Cole Porter singing You're the Top.
Poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest unexpressed. I hate parading my serenading as I probably miss a ball. But if this ditty is not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Lou Museum. You're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel Bonnet, a Shakespeare Sonnet. You're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile. You're the Tower of Pisa. You're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless check, a total wreck, a flop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo's salary. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's made it soon to pop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top. You're a Coolidge dollar. You're the nimble tread of the feet of Fred Astaire. You're an O'Neill drama. You're Whistler's mama. You're Camembert. You're a rose. You're Inferno's Dante. You're the nose of the great Durante. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top. You're the top. You're the Swanee River. You're the top. You're a goose's liver. You're the boy who dares challenge Mrs. Bear's son, Max. You're the Russian ballet, you're Rudy ballet, you're Phenolac. You're romance, you're the steps of Russia, you're the pants on a Roxy Usher. I'm just in the way, as the French would say, de trop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Ten weeks ago, a new quicker-acting yeast was announced. Already more than 3 million people are eating this new Fleischmann's XR yeast. Every day, thousands more people begin to eat it. The reason is, it makes you begin to feel better and look better within just a few days. Listen to this experience reported by Mrs. E.M. Landis of Chicago, Illinois.
Mrs. Landis writes, "My face was a sight. I hated to be seen anywhere. Then I began eating Fleischmann's XR yeast. My skin improved in 3 or 4 days. And cleared up after a few days more."
XR yeast quickly cleanses the system of wastes and poisons and improves the digestion, as it did for Mr. J.W. Savage of Rockville, Maryland.
Mr. Savage reports, "I soon noticed improvement after eating XR yeast. After the second day, I stopped having indigestion. After the third day, my system was working right again. By the end of the week, I was full of energy and feeling great."
Medical men everywhere hail the discovery of this new, faster-acting yeast. Here's a statement by Dr. Alexander Bruno, medical director and authority on public health.
Dr. Bruno writes, "Our patients, almost without exception, felt much better very soon after eating XR yeast regularly. They were stronger, had more appetite, and were free from headaches. This new yeast acts more surely and quickly than former yeast in correcting digestive troubles and overcoming constipation.
Don't put off trying this new, faster-acting yeast. Let it put your system into good running order. Just eat 3 cakes of Fleischmann's XR yeast every day. Keep on eating it until you're feeling entirely well again.
Here's the second sweet music song, sweet music number 2. It tells where sweet music might be found in the beauties of nature, the brook, the breeze, the seasons, and so forth. Compare it with number 1, which we played at the beginning of tonight's program. If you feel so inclined, drop me a note at Warner Brothers, Hollywood, California, telling me which you prefer. Your letter will affect the final cut of the picture. A love song has no destination. It finds an inspiration and lives anew. My song of love was lost completely, but now it echoes sweetly because of you. Every brooklet that flows, every breeze as it blows, to your name they compose sweet music. In the autumn or spring, with the birds on the wing, all the world seems to sing sweet music. Oh, when the shadows appear, it keeps lingering near, for it reaches my ear on a moonbeam. It's a song of desire, and it never will tire. You were meant to inspire sweet music. We present, for one of his rare radio appearances, my very good friend, William S. Hart. To a whole generation of Americans, Bill Hart was an idol and an ideal, a star above all other stars, the strong, silent man of the prairie. Not many of us know that his years of movie glory were preceded by a distinguished career on the speaking stage. He offers a dramatic recitation of his own poem, Pinto Bend. May I present William S. Hart.
Eastern folks called it a tragedy story, and tragedy it right heard on me. For I knowed Ben, that cow pony, and that pink-nosed pinto knowed me. The beef roundup cut out 1,000 head, the craziest critters on the range. 5 years old and beef to the hoof to trail to Billings and load on trains. That end didn't pan hard. We had the ponies and the men. Ever hear of the Chinook outfits? That's us. Big Dry, N Bar N, and Ben. Ben was boss of them all, so mild and gentle a thing. He could beat any outlaw, Helen, yet the pride of the wrangler's string. Your loop might foul on a pass, you might have brush in the way, but Ben would always save if they run on the rope all day. Why, Bill, our boss trail foreman, Segundo Jim, or any of the men, couldn't drift in cattle quicker or read a road brand better than Ben. Ben and me roped for money once. The saddle horn snapped with a cast, but Ben weavered in, missing every plunge, till to the saddle tree I got fast. Then he stood meek, his side still a-heaving, him apologizing like for the break. Didn't savvy watch us. He could only look with them eyes as big as a plate. But I was hugging him in a minute. We'd won out, tied in 28, and for a little bucking and swelling of chest. Oh, say, son, you should seen us pulling our freight. You can make talk of your solid colors, your bays and blacks or gray, but a 14-hand pinto for mine, and Ben was a king, work or play. Well, the range was way back, a rim of the sky, the train a belching blue smoke. Ahead, the city of bricks sticking high, where we'd be sure to go broke. Segundo Jim, a worry in a heap, me feeling like a loosened cinch, and Ben just trembling with fear was what was sent with a bunch. We was in a caboose and had nose paint and could buck up now and then, but that freight car wa'n't no son up corral, and it sure was hard on Ben. I told Ben folks get used to them cities, but there wasn't no harm, hard feeling in us pards. Milk Reaver seemed 8 million miles from them there Chicago stockyards. 1,000 cattle was signed for her, us not knowing where they was to go. Would Eastern men think less of dollars if they'd watched them cattle grow? We couldn't savvy their ways, didn't try to then. By and by along comes a clerk feller saying, you're done when they're in the big pen. When I go back to that minute, the world seems to stand right still. We was to drive through a chute to the biggest pen, and the cattle was commencing to mill. Horns and hoofs was beating the air as they bellowed their fear-raging cries, while out of that bedlam and cloud of dust glared them frightened and bloodshot eyes. Jim and me's cussed many times since. Why didn't we tear out their throats? They didn't know range-bred cattle from a herd of mountain goats. A locoed coyote called a man, trailed by a second and third, commenced shouting and waving their arms right at the back of the herd. Crack went Jim's 45 from the bank, and I yanked my smoke machine. The whole 1,000 head was coming like hell straight into that chute ravine. If I could only make a talk of the things that happened right then, I could tell of the greatest thing living, just a simple cowpony, Ben. As I touched the saddle, he was at him as though just a prairie prank. No spur a tear in his belly or quit a burn in his flank. He dashed and whirled at that maddened herd while I fanned the old gun, but no use. On they come, crashing, ripping up earth. Blind fury and hell all turned loose. When I swung his head, he knew, and lengthened into that lightning stride. We could only live while out in the lead. Four lengths. It was sure our death ride. God, what's that out in front? A gate. Iron bound, rearing high, a screaming neigh, and Ben flattened, and I knowed he'd make it or die. Them lean muscles tightened, and he cleared it clean, as the scorch of them breath was behind. Pardon me. I'd cash in my checks without new deal if another look from Ben I could find. When that sea of cattle stopped coming, they was piled up a mountain high. I sat in their blood, Ben's head in my lap, listening to his last sigh. He was an ace, never whimpered once, though he knowed he was going to fail to go back to them plains where men live and breathe, and that we must soon hit the back trail. Then, the greatest light I ever seed come into that pinto's eyes. He pulled up them poor broken legs and tried to stand and died. Reckon some of that blood come out of my heart, this heart that Ben had won. So long, Ben. All in a day's work. So long, you son of a gun.
The Hollywood Western Score, The Hollywood Revels of 1935. I have selected what I think is the best of the four songs that are presented there nightly during the course of the floor show. This one by a West Point cadet who turned songwriter, Mike Cleary, and Dave Oppenheim, who writes as a hobby, being a millionaire owner of beauty parlors throughout the country, The song is called Out of a Clear Blue Sky. Out of a clear blue sky, you came to me out of the clearest, bluest sky. Now there's no more gloom in what once was my lonely room, for the halls and the walls around are colored like a clear blue sky, out of your clear blue eyes. I saw the love light shining there that made me realize life was an empty dream till you came along on a sunbeam. Out of a clear blue sky. Sound the trumpets, sound the brasses for the entrance of London's pride and New York's joy. Miss Beatrice Lilly. At intervals during the past 5 years, this program has served as a welcome home for Miss Lily, who sort of commutes between Broadway and Mayfair. Once more, we bow deeply in the direction of the wings and usher on stage Miss Beatrice Lilly. By special permission of the composer, who is grinning now off stage, Miss Lilly offers another Cole Porter song. The title, Thank You So Much, Mrs. Lowesborough Goodbye.
Mrs. Lowesbury Goodbye.
Very well, Mrs. Lowesbury Goodby.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lowesbury. Oh, Mr. Valley, sorry. Mrs. Lowesbury Goodby gives weekends, and her weekends are not a success. But she asks you so often, you finally soften and end by answering yes. When I left Mrs. Lowesbury Goodby, the letter I wrote was polite. But it would have been bliss had I dared write her this. The letter I wanted to write. Oh, thank you so much, Mrs. Lowesbury Goodby. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much for that infinite weekend with you. Oh, thank you a lot, Mrs. Lowesbury Goodby. Thank you a lot. And don't be surprised if you suddenly should be quietly shocked. For that clinging perfume of that damp little room, for those cocktails so hot and the bar that was not, for those guests so amusing and mentally bracing, who talked about racing and racing and racing, for the ptomaine I got from your famous cold salmon, and the fortune I lost when you taught me backgammon, for the mornings I spent with your dear but deaf mother, and the evening I passed with that bounder, your brother, and for making me swear to myself there and then never to go for a weekend again. Thank you so much, Mrs. Lowesbury Goodby. Oh, thank you too much.
At my request, Miss Lily is going to sing for us now a number that just about broke up, or really did break up our show on another occasion. It's an impression of an English music hall artist, rendering an American song with a way down south type. Pardon her southern accent, please.
A sleepy river on the sleepy shore. Everyone's sleeping behind the cabin door. The place is so crowded, I'm not to sleep on the floor. When it's sleepy time, down in sleepy south, down in sleepy town, down south, away down south, are the south, south, I mean the south land, where they have the Philadelphia scrapple, and the North Dakota apple, and the brown bread, are the Boston beans and the brown bread, are down south. Away down south, are the south, south, I mean the south land, where they have the little red clams, and those West Virginia hams, and the oysters, are those Cape Cod oysters, are yum, yum, down south, the river stay away. From my gal, I see her there with the snow white hair, a picking the cotton that grows, and Bull Weevil, deaf old devil, playing on his old banjo. I was shouting, sleepy river on the sleepy shore, everyone's sleeping behind the cabin door. The place is so crowded, got to sleep on the floor. When it's sleepy time, ooh, ooh, down in sleepy town, ooh, ooh, down in sleepy south, down, down, ooh.
Lily May.
I said, Al, am I a-doing, Kathy?
What is y'all doing, honey child?
Well, I'm just a-sitting and a-singing, Kathy. Down there in the canal, folks call me the songbird of the hills, Kathy.
So they do, so they do. Come here, honey. War at your sister, Ellie May.
Ellie May done run off to Atlanta. Nigh on 5 years ago, Kathy.
So she did, so she did. War at your sister Bessie May.
Bessie May done took herself off to Louisville, Pappy. 2 years ago, come Derby Day.
So she did, so she did. And little Susie May, my baby. War at my little Susie May.
God blimey, Governor. Little Susie May done shuffle off to Buffalo.
So she did. So she did. Seems like there ain't nobody left but just you and your mamma, honey child.
Don't y'all remember, Pappy? Mammy done fell down the well this morning. Mammy got drowned, Pappy.
So she did. So she did. We'll have to get your mammy out of that well, honey child.
Yes, Pappy.
Yes, sir. We'll have to get your mammy out of that there well. One of these days.
Sleepy river on the sleepy shore. Everyone's sleeping behind the cabin door. Oh, the place is so crowded. Got to sleep on the floor. Oh, when it's sleepy time. Down in sleepy south. Down in sleepy town. That's me. Pappy, Pappy. Boo. Cotton, cotton. Shut up. Sleepy, sleepy. Mammy, Mater.
Here's something that's happening all over the country, hundreds of times every day.
Why, Mary, you look marvelous, simply wonderful. Well, I certainly feel a lot better. I've never seen such a quick change in a person. I saw you Sunday and you actually looked ill. And here, 4 days later, you look like $1 million.
I know, Jane. I can hardly believe it myself.
It seems like this that have set 3 million people to eating the new XR yeast already. In just a few days, this new Fleischmann's yeast brings improvement in your appearance that your friends can see, and a great improvement in the way you feel. This new faster-acting yeast quickly reconditions your digestive tract. It strengthens the digestive muscles from the stomach on down. It speeds up slow-flowing digestive juices. You soon get a better appetite and should be able to eat without getting indigestion. After a few days, you can quit taking cathartic. Waste and poisons are cleared out. Skin eruptions go away. You are freer of headaches and have much more pep and energy. Also, you're much less likely to have colds because XR yeast supplies you with anti-infective vitamin A in addition to vitamins B, D, and G. Give yourself the benefit of this wonderful food. Begin tomorrow to eat 3 cakes of Fleischmann's XR yeast every day. You can get it at grocers, restaurants, and soda fountains.
Sweet music makes a rainy day seem clear again. It brings you near again to me. Sweet music makes a bitter word grow sweet again. Two hearts can beat again in harmony. We've learned to sing a song in spring, and yet if I forget it by December, will you remember? Sweet music makes the same old story new again. I bring to you again my song. Every brooklet that flows, every breeze as it blows, to your name they compose the sweet music. In the autumn or spring, with the birds on the wing, all the world seems to sing sweet music. Next week, another interesting Fleischmann Hour with an all-star cast. This is Rudy Valley bidding you all good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. Station WEAF, New York.